So we have a pasuk in Chumash, Ach mayon abor mikveh mayim yihi atohar. If a person is tameh, he can remove the tumah by either being toivel in a mikveh, by being toivel in a mayon. There are several differences between a mikveh and a mayon. One of the differences is whether you need memsor. Many Rishonim are of the opinion that mayon doesn't require memsor, but for tefilos adam, a mikveh certainly does need memsor. Min haTorah, a mikveh for kelim is sufficient with a revius. The Gemara says in Nozer Daf Lamed Ches that there were mevatel ladin, but the rabbanon you need memsor for tefilas kelim as well. The Min haTorah, a mikveh for revius would be sufficient. Another difference is azav needs dafke mayon. Azav cannot become tohar with tefila and mikveh. There was an opinion in the days of the Gaonim, Rashi quotes it in quite a few places in Shas, that a Zava has the same din as a Zav. The Mishnah says, Ein Mezav L'Zava Elo. Other differences, but not this difference. So many Gaonim were misled to believe that a Zava needs Tvila in a Mayon. But this is not accepted La'alocha because it's a Beferish of Tosefta. That a Zava can be Tovel in a Mikveh, you don't need a Mayon. This would cause quite a chumrah, b'zman hazeh, because we have a chumrah that we treat all of the women today as if they're a sofik nida, sofik zava. That's why they need shivinikim. A nida doesn't need shivinikim. You only need shivinikim because we treat all the women as a sofik zava. So if they're really a sofik zava, then you would require tefillah in a mayon. So that's not accepted l'alach. Another difference is a mayon flows from under the ground, and it's only has the status of a mayan if it's zeichel, if it's moving. If it's stagnant, then it's not mitahir b'mayan, then it has a din of a mikvah. Mikvah is only mitahir b'eshborin. Sheva means a crack on the ground. So eshborin means the water should be omdim. Mikveh means kovah b'kaimah. That's what mikvah means. Kovah b'kaimah, the water is stagnant. The Mishkan and Yankiv discusses, the Tanoim knew that there's a water cycle. All the water comes from the rain, comes down to the ground, then it goes back up, comes down, goes back up again. So what do you mean there's a difference between a mikveh and a mayim? What the source of the water is a spring from under the ground. All the water comes from the sky. There is no such thing as water coming from under the ground. The water comes from the sky, goes under the ground for a while, then it shoots back up again. So how long does it have to flow under the ground before it shoots back up that it should be considered a mayim? So that's a serious discussion in the Mishkanos Yankiv. Anyway, so in the Chumash you have two different types. There's tefillah and a mikveh, and tefillah in a mayon. Number two, here are more copies of the outline of the shiur. Number two, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk of Rochet says, "Kol b'sar b'mayim that yini mayim should kol gufa oil b'hem v'vasachas." You can't be toivel one arm at a time and then one leg at a time and dip your head in and dip your chest in this side, that side. You have to be submerged under the water v'vasachas. So one of the bali atosis, Rabbeinu Meshulam, had a gave a shiur on Parsha every week, Parshas HaShavua, and Parshanas. So he suggested, he said, La'alocha, he's not saying like this. He says, in Parshanas HaMikveh, it would appear as if that din only applies to a mikveh, because that pasuk Berachah, it says, Kol b'sar b'mayim, kol b'sar shegoy oyle, kol guf oyle b'vasachas, only says by the mikveh, by the zav, the stovel on the mayim, doesn't say kol. It says, Berachah, it says, b'sar, it doesn't say kol. So he said, al pipshuto shal mikveh, would appear that you don't eat kol gufa oil b'vasacha. So the Rabbi Natam sent him a nasty letter, you're off your mind, you're not allowed to say such a thing, it's not true. So he said he didn't say it la'alocha, he only said it in Parshanas HaMikra. So he sent him back a second letter, you're not allowed to say it in Parshanas HaMikra. It's absolutely incorrect. It's dead wrong. Not in Pshuta Shal Mikra and not in Torah about that. So they have this whole nasty letter. In the second half of the Sefer Yosher, Rabbi Natam, first half has the Chidushim on Shas, and the second half as the tshuva. So this is in the letters in the second half. The Loshon HaGemara is that a mikveh really needs mayim shekol gufa elohem b'vasachas v'shia ruch hachamim, that you need memso. So some Rishonim and Achrayim understood that to mean shia ruch hachamim, that it's only a din med the rabbanon that you need memso. So that's not correct. We assume that memso is really a din deraisa, because the Mishnah says if somebody was tummy, was tovel in a mikveh, and now after he's tovel, he's mesupik whether he had memso or not, because there's a marker on the side of the mikveh. Up until a certain point is memso, and above that is more. And if the water is not up until that marker, so then you don't have memso. So the guy was tovel in the mikveh, he wasn't paying attention. And then later on he realizes that he's mesupik, maybe there was no memso. So if the din of memso would have only been midirabbanan, maybe there would be room to be makel. So the Mishnah says no, it's a real din deraisa, sofik deraisa l'chumra. We assume it's no good. So we assume that even though the Loshon HaGemara, even the Loshon HaBraisa, b'shiyah ruch hachomim, that it's memso, in order to be maimshah, go gufo, edu b'hem b'basachas, it's not a din derabbanan, it's a real din deraisa. Or what do you mean you need memso? Even if it's a little baby, and the baby is so tiny, he can be tovel a baby in 30 saw. That's the halacha. You always need memso. What if the guy's a giant and he's very fat, and he just can't fit into a mikvah memso? So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, it's a double portion. You need more than memso. He's just not going to fit into memso. After have kol gufo ela bevasachas. That's a double portion like the Aruch HaShulchan. So the Darki Chibit by the Minkacher writes that it's apikursus. How can you say that? The Chazal say memso is memso. I don't understand what his kasha is. It's a double portion. The Aruch HaShulchan is right. You have to have kol gufo ela bevasachas. If a guy's big and fat, a giant, and he's very fat, he just can't fit into less than memso. Of course you need memso. The Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he lists off what, in his opinion, are the 613 mitzvahs. Wasn't the first, wasn't the last. And the Rambam has the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He gives you the guiding principles, the Sharoshim, the one who translated from Arabic to Hebrew, he's the funny Lashon, the 14 Sharoshim. In the recent translation, he called it the 14 Ikarim, 14 Klalim, the one who did the original translation, so he calls it the 14 Sharoshim. So the first Sharosh is you only count mitzvahs derais, you don't count mitzvahs derabanan. Then the second klal is you don't count things that are drushas of Torah Shabbat, you only include dinim that are Torah Shabbat. So the Ramban says, what's wrong with Torah Shabbat Peh? Why, it was invented by the rabbis, Torah Shabbat Peh is midrabanan. No, Torah Shabbat Peh is derais. And by the way, the Rambam is wrong, that the Rambam holds that Safek Halacha Moshe Mesinai is Lahokel. It's not true. The Gemara just says that Safek Orlo B'chutzlar, it's Orlo B'chutzlar, it doesn't say a Chumash. In Parshas Kedoshim it says, Kisavoy Al Ha'aretz and Ataitim Kol Eitz Maichom. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, you plant the tree, so there's a din of Orlo, the first 3 years of Orlo. So it doesn't say a word about Orlo B'chutzlar. So Orlo B'chutzlar is Halacha. The Gemara has a machlokes, the end of the first parak in Kedushin. Halacha means halacha Moshe Mesinai. Halacha means midivrei, mehilchas medina. So it's a machlokes. So we usually assume that it's halacha Moshe Mesinai, that is their ice. So the Gemara asks the kasha, there's a Mishnah in Orla that says, Safek Orla Beretz Yisrael is lechumra, because Safek their ice is lechumra, and Safek Orla B'chutz L'Orts is lekula. So the Gemara asks, if you hold that Orla B'chutz L'Orts only with the Rabbanon, so we understand why Safek Orla is lekula, but if you hold that Orla B'chutz L'Orts halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, so it's a din deraisa. So it should be Sekai lechumra. So the Gemara says, Kach Nemra Halacha. That's the way the halacha was formulated, Vado Osir, Sveka Mutter. So the Ramban takes the Rambam to task why he thinks that Safik, any halacha L'Moshe Mesinai is lehokel. No, he says, the Gemara only said it by Orla B'chutzal. The Gemara never said it by any other halacha L'moshe Mesinai. Every halacha L'moshe Mesinai is Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat Peh is Deraisa, and the Safik Deraisa L'chumra. So the Mefarshim ask, where did the Rambam say that Safik halacha L'moshe Mesinai is L'kula? The Rambam never said it. The Rambam just said, for some reason or another, that you don't include Torah Shabbat Peh in the Minyan HaMitzvahs of the Taryag Mitzvahs. The reason why, we understand why. Because the Rambam's opinion is, the Rambam and the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos takes issue with the Gaonim. The Gaonim were of the opinion that the Medrash says, Kol Masha Talmud Asa Kasi L'Chadish, Nemel Al Moshe Mesinai, to be taken literally. Every single din that we accept L'Halacha was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. So if every single din, every single Sivkot in the Mishnah Berurah was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you need Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Yisbam for? So they say, no, that's just to check whether your tradition is correct or not. But they never learned out any dinim from Midrash HaTorah Nidrash Yisbam. Everything was b'kabbalah from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says that's ridiculous. That's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to say it like that. Because the Gemara is full of machlokes. So every machlokes is because they forgot what the din was. So they forgot more than 50% of the Torah was. Everything is mutam machlokes. Rama says you can't say such a thing. That's an embarrassment to the Jewish people. The Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the text of the Chumash, and the Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSpan were given, and they were told to have a right to darshan in every generation. In every generation, they came up with new drushes. So sometimes they had a machlokes, had a darshan, the psukim. What do you think the din should be? But you're going to say that every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, then it means that every machlokes means that they forgot. So according to the Rambam, that based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Midrash HaSpan, in every generation, you can come up with new dinim and new dinim and new dinim. So let's say in one generation they had 613 mitzvahs. Then in the next generation, a bezin comes up with a new mitzvah based on a new drasha of the Torah Shabbat Pesach. So they have to throw out one of the earlier mitzvahs. Then the next generation they're going to come up with another drasha of the Torah Shabbat Pesach. Then they have to throw out another mitzvah. You only have 613 mitzvahs. It can't be. So the Rama says, no, you start with 613. L'fi pshuta shel mikra, you have 613 mitzvahs. Then the drashas of the Torah Shabbat Pesach. And every generation they have the right to add on drushes to come up and new dinim. So that's going to be more than 613. The Torah Shabbat Peh drushes are not included. That's the Ramam the Shitas, because the Bezin in every generation has the right to add on new dinim based on the drushes that they come up with. So that's why the Ramam doesn't count in this minyan of the 613. It doesn't count whatever drushes, whatever dinim I learned that based on Midrash HaTorah and the drushes, man. So again, so the Rambam writes in the Sharoshim, in the Klolim, the guiding principles, you don't include in the minyan of mitzvahs dinim that are only known through the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Peh. And the Ramban attacks him, he says, what's wrong? Torah Shabbat Peh, dinim deraisa. We understand what motivated the Ramban, because in every generation we've got to add new ones. That's why. So the Ramban has his whole attack, Torah Shabbat Peh is drushes, dinim deraisa. And halacha Moshe Messina is a din deraisa and speka lechumra, and not like the Rambam who misunderstood the Gemara, that the Gemara says safek olo b'chutz l'aretz, even though it's halacha Moshe Messina, the Rambam assumes it applies to all halacha Moshe Messina, safek l'kula. It's not true. It only goes on all of b'chutz l'aretz. So the Achareidim asks, where did the Rambam say that? He didn't say it in the Sefer HaMitzvah. Where in the world is the Rambam that the Ramban is attacking? So there's a Sefer Ara deRabbanan that was written in the 1700s. It's an encyclopedia written by one of the Algazis, Rabbi Saul Algazi. The Chidon lived in the 1700s also. Yeah. What? Yeah. Rabbi Yaakov Algazi. Apologize, thank you. So the Jews started writing, the Sfardim started writing encyclopedias alphabetically arranged in the 1700s. Maybe the Goyim started also then. I don't know. But the Jews started writing alphabetically arranged encyclopedias then. So one of the Svarim that the Rabbi Yaakov Algazi wrote is called Ara deRabbanan. He has alphabetically arranged every topic in Halacha where there's an issue, where there's the Raisa deRabbanan. So he says, the Gemara says it's the Raisa, the Gemara says deRabbanan, the Machlek is the Ramam and the Raivan, the Machlek is the Ramam and the Ramban. So when he talks about this topic, about Halacha L'Moshe Messina, Sofik L'Kula, he tells you where the Rambam is. So the Ramam's in Hilchus Mikvos, of all places. The Ramam that the Ramban is attacking is in Hilchus Mikvos. The Rambam writes that it's halacha l'moshe messina that you need memsor in a mikveh, and if you have a suffix memsor, you go to chumrah. And then the Rambam implies a kasha, and he gives a teretz on the kasha. The implied kasha is, but a suffix halacha l'moshe messina should be l'kula, la suffix ala b'chutz l'aretz. So the Rambam answers there are two kinds of halacha l'moshe messina. If you come up with a brand new halacha l'moshe messina, unrelated to anything in the chumash, like Orla B'chutzlos, that would taka be Sveika L'kula. So if Orla B'chutzlos would be L'kula. But here, the Halacha L'Moshe Messina, Mem Sor is just explaining what is a mikveh. Torah says you have to be Tovel in a mikveh. It doesn't say what's the definition of a mikveh. So the Halacha L'Moshe Messina says Mem Sor. So since this Halacha L'Moshe Messina simply bore the farish, what it says in the Chumash, so I treat it like a Sofik Deraisa L'chumr. But he implies that if it would have been a new Halacha L'Moshe Messina, you did Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos, and it's Halacha L'Moshe Messina. It's your Mesupik if you were Yotze, so you would say Safek Halacha L'Moshe Messina is L'kula. That's implied in this Rambam. The Mishnayos say, what if a person wants to be Tovel in a river, and the river is flowing water? The flowing water is a mix. Some of the water is from the melted snow and from the rain. So that's Megishamim, that's called Notvim. The rainwater is called Notvim. So notvim are only mitar de'ashbarin. Has to be mikveh kovah v'kaimah. It's not acceptable if it's zechlin, if it's rolling. But some of the water comes from under the ground sources. Some of it is called zochlin. The water from the mayon, from underground, the ocean, a lot of water is from the rain and from the melting snow. And a lot of the water is from under the source, under the ground sources, from the mayonis. So the Mishnah says it depends. Is it robo notvim ala zochlim, or is it robo zochlim ala notvim? If it's robo, if there's more water from the mayonis than there is from the rain, so then you go basa roiv, and you declare that the whole thing has a din of a mayon. But if you think that there's roiv of the waters from the snow, melted snow and from the rain, then it's not mitar b'zochlin, then it's dina kemikveh, it's only mitar b'yeshbarim. How can you have the Rosh HaKodesh to figure out whether it's a roiv of this, a roiv of that? So there is an opinion in the Gemara to question whether we pass one like this, along Ramah in Yeridaya. The Gemara has a physical statement, that for every drop of rainwater, there are two drops of water that comes from under the ground. So that's the question, is that really true? Is that really true? So that Tana B'chari says like that. He says he can be tovel in any river in the ocean at any time, because even though the water is flowing all over the place, everything is zeichlin, because you have a roiv, you're always going to have more mei mayonis than you're going to have mei gishon. So the Ramah quotes this, that b'shas ha'tchakt is what to rely on, but l'chatchila we avoid relying on that. The dinah that zeichlin is no good. If it's a mayon, then it's only called a mayon if it's zechlim. So, but if it's mei gishamim, let's say the water that we turn on the faucet and the water comes from the reservoir is from the water from the rainwater. So that's notvim. So notvim is only betar b'yeshborin. It's not betar b'zochlim. We assume that zechila is a psul deraisa. So the question is, what's the definition of zochlim? So years ago, they didn't have lining on a mikveh. Now they have lining, and the water doesn't go out. Years ago, a mikveh meant if it rained. So there's a big puddle, there's a big ditch, and there's a big puddle. So now you have memsor. All the water is going to seep into the ground ultimately. So there's always going to be zochlim. So it's only, the Rishonim say it's only zochlim if it's zechila hanikeres, if it's noticeable. If it's not noticeable, you look at it, you don't see that the water is being absorbed into the sides, into the earth on the side. So Schila Shani Keres, that's good. So that's the question, what's the definition of Schila Shani Keres? So the Daki Tshuva by the Minkacha has a sefer on Mikvos, on the Yerudeya. So he quotes a Machlek his Achrayim. So some Achrayim say, you should put a marker on the side of the Minkacha. You're afraid that the water is seeping in, the water is disappearing. So you put a mark on the side of the Mikvah over here and come back in an hour. So if you come back in an hour and you see that it's an inch lower, that's called Tchila Harikaris. Even though if you look at it, it's not gushing out, you can't see. But if you come an hour later, that's called Tchila Harikaris. But if you come an hour later, it looks the same. That's Tchila Shein Harikaris. Then he quotes another opinion. You put a marker on the wall of the mikveh, you come 24 hours later, and it's an inch lower. That's a difference between night and day. What's the definition of Tchila Harikaris? So that's a major machlokes. So today they always they put cement on the side to try to make sure that you shouldn't have any zechlim. So Leitchik told him, I said that when his grandfather Rab Chaim got married and his wife had to use the mikveh in Valozhin, he lived in Valozhin at that time, he married the granddaughter of the Netziv, so Rab Chaim was choshesh that it was Schila Hanikeres, wild chumra, Schila Hanikeres. So he wanted them to change the mikveh in Valozhin, and the Netziv didn't let. He said, you'll be moitzi laz on all the people who use the mikveh and everybody that ben anida. So he didn't let him introduce any chumras in the mikveh. He said, the mikveh is good the way it is and it shouldn't dray a cup. There is a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What if you have a mikveh that's very deep? You have way more than memsor, and you have a hole on the side and the water is going down. The water is going out through the hole. But below the hole you have way more than memsor. So in Shulchan Aruch there are three opinions. So one opinion is the whole mikveh is called zechlin, and you can't even be tovel on the bottom part. The other opinion is no, since below the hole you have memsor, even after all the water is going to go out, you're going to have memsor below the hole, so the mikveh is good. You can even be tovel on the upper part, because the upper part is mechubah to the lower part, and the whole mikveh is good. So lechatchila we're machmir, you can only be tovel on the lower part, you shouldn't be tovel on the upper part. And b'di'evad with mekel, that even if you were tovel on the upper part, it's also good. But the three opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What's a din if you have faker? Let's say you fill the mikveh with water, and the water goes still here. Then you come back tomorrow, the water is higher. So it's not zerchlin out of the mikveh, it's zerchlin into the mikveh. What's the din over there? So the Dibrei Chaim, Chaim Sanza, has a separate sefer on Hilchos Mikvos. He has a lot of chumras. The Hungarians have a lot of chumras in mikvos. See, he's machmer that's also called zerchlin, based on the Rashi and Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish disagrees with a lot of things that the Dibrei Chaim. Chazon Ish has a whole chapter in the sefer on Maseches Mikvos, things in the Dibrei Chaim that he disagrees with. So this is one of the many things that he doesn't think is correct. That's not called zechel. Number seven, there's a din achmayin abar mikveh mayim. The mikveh has to be water. Let's say you'll get tons and tons of orange juice, and you have a mikveh that has 40 so of orange juice. That's an issue of baltashchis. But in addition to the baltashchis, the din is that it's no good. That may perish is not acceptable. It has to be dafke mayim. Not only has to be mayim. What if you have a mikveh that's stuck all mayim, but you poured in enough orange juice to change the color, the whole thing looks yellow. It doesn't look like water. But we know that it started off with more than memso of water, and you pour in so much orange juice, you pour in a lot of ink, a lot of dye, whatever. Let's say you pour in so much, what are they pouring? Chlorine. Pour in so much chlorine that the whole thing looks green. So if you pour in liquid chlorine, so Rabbi Tandler says, if they pour in so much chlorine that the whole water looks green, you're going to burn your eyes. So he says it never happens. Okay. He says the mikveh looks like it's green. It's not true. The walls are painted green. But the water is not green. Otherwise, you would burn your eyes. Okay, I accept what he said. So the din, there's a din midirabbanan. If you have a mikveh where you don't have 40 so of water that looks the color of water, it looks like a different color because you poured in a liquid that changed the color, so that you can't be tovel midirabbanan. Shinimar pasels midirabbanan. But the Mishnah Achreina is the commentary on Mishnayos. He has a commentary on Mishnah Yisroim that's called Mishnah Mishayna. He has a commentary on Mishnah Yistaris that's called Mishnah Achreina. He's fantastic. He always tries to explain how this fits in Halacha Lamaisa. He'll always quote the Shach and the Taz from Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lamaisa. How does everything correspond with the Psak and Shulchan Aruch? So the Mishnah Achreina points out on the Mishnah Yisroim Mikvoes, Shinimare, he's had the Ferisha right from the Mishnah. Shinimare only passes if you put in a liquid that had orange juice or wine that changed the color. Everything looks purple because you put in purple wine. But if you threw in a pellet of chlorine, which is a solid, and that changed the color, and the whole thing looks green. Rabbi Tandler says, it's never going to look green. Okay, but let's say it did turn, change the color, change green. That doesn't possible. Because Shinimar is a psul, because if you put in a liquid, so people would think that the whole liquid is oranges, the whole liquid is wine. But if it changed the color because of a salad, then the whole din of Shinimara doesn't apply. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Chabbeis talks about the Takana Sezra that a Balkeri is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn until he goes to the mikveh. So the Gemara says, when Mekel over there on Shu'uvim, he can be Toivel, if he's going to be Toivel Shum, he's going to be Tomei, but the Takana Sezra is satisfied. He's allowed to daven, he's allowed to learn. But the Gemara has a Machlekes, can he be Toivel Bekli? If a person is really Tomei and he wants to become Tohar, that's for sure. That's a din d'oraisa. There's no tefillah b'kli. But for the Balkeri, Takana Sezra, that's a machleka samurai medima. So that's a din. You can't be Toivel and a kli. Leaving out the Takana Sezra story, can't be Toivel and a kli. Similarly, the Gemara says you can't be Toivel ba'avir. You can't be Toivel, let's say, there's a big wave. I have a kli that's Tomei and I'm holding in my hand. And the ocean has big waves, big tides, and I hold the kli tomei in my hand, and the tide throws 40 so of water, and the kli has a full tefillah, but it's in the air. It's keeping. Keeping is what do you call when you have an archway? Keeper. An archway is a keeper. So if you have the waves are going like this, and the waves are not touching the ground in the middle, and the two ends it's touching the middle, it's up in the air. So the Gemara says that's no good. The Rambam quotes, "Ain't tefillah ba'avir." Tefillah has to be, the mikveh has to be agabi hakarka. If it's in a kli, that's not in a bathtub, you're talking about a bathtub that's standing on legs, that's tefillah in a kli, that's no good. And tefillah ba'avir is not acceptable. It has to be the mikveh or the mayan has to be agabi hakarka. There's another din that appears in Zvachim, Dab Chavhanim, base of all places, It's a little bit the Mishnah's mikvahs, but it's not so explicit than the Mishnah's. If you wouldn't know the Gemara's Zvachim, you would never know what this din is all about. The Bar Tanur quotes in our Mishnah's mikvahs, but it's very unclear. The Gemara learns out from that pasuk, Ach mayin abor mikveh mayim yihya tohor. How do you translate the pshuto shom mikro? When a person is tamei and is toivel either in a mikvah or in a mayin, yihya tohor, he becomes tohor. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, not at all the fi pshuto shom mikro. Ach mayin abor mikveh mayim, haba yosa shal ha mikveh, haba yosa shal ha mayin, has to be either dover she'ena mekabel tumah. A new pshat in the pasuk. It means like this. We all know there's a din of Maim Shuvim. We'll talk about it soon in a moment. There's a din of Maim Shuvim. So Maim Shuvim means if the water was contained in a vessel, in a kli, even if the kli is klei glolim, klei adoma, klei avonim, that are not mekabel tuma, it's still a kli, and it's going to make Maim Shuvim. That's a beferish mishnah. Maim Shuvim is no good. So what if I have, let's say, I have a broom. There are puddles of water all over the place, and I take a broom, and I push the water into the mikveh. So there's no Maim Shuvim. Nothing was contained in a kli. So the Gemara says, that mikveh is pasul menatar. Habayasai de dover hamakabal tumma. Odom is a dover hamakabal tumma. So if I push the water into the mikveh, his habas hamikveh, the creation of the mikveh, happen al de dover hamakabal tumma is no good. Let's say like this. I have a metal tray. The waiters have a metal tray that they serve food on. So the metal tray is a dover hamakabel tumah. Even if it doesn't have any base kibble, if you have a wooden tray that's flat, so pshutikli yetza doesn't have a base kibble, it's not makabel tumah. If you have a pshutikli mateches, if you have a knife that's straight and it doesn't have any indentation, it's a kli, even though it's dover poshut, even though it's flat, and it doesn't have a base kibble, it's makabel tumah if it's a kli mateches. So let's say I have a serving tray that's made from metal, and it's pouring outside, and I want the mikveh is inside, and I want to divert the water should flow into the mikveh. So I put a serving tray upside down, and I have the water bounce on the serving tray and bounce into the mikveh. So that's called havayasa adedover hamakabel tumah. Even though I put it backwards, even though let's say I have a wooden kli, so wooden kli is, but it has a base kibble, and I have the water, it's bouncing on the outside side of the wooden kli. So it never became Maim Shuvim, wasn't contained in the kli, it doesn't matter. Even though it's not Maim Shuvim is a discussion whether it's there, I said the Rabbanan. This is called Havayasa Gedov HaMakabal Tumah, that's no good. That's the Gemara and Zvachim, we learn that from this additional level of interpretation on the Pasuk. Ach Maim Oren Mikveh Maim Yihya Tahor, the Hisabas HaMikveh has to be Ayidei Tahar. If an Odom is Makabal Tumah, so if an Odom pushes the water into the mikveh, that's not acceptable. Let's say, so how does the water ever get into the mikveh? Let's say the mikveh is in the basement of a building. So they have drain pipes outside. Usually in Europe, they used to have metal drain pipes that would lead the water from the roof of the mikveh building, or the roof of the shul, whatever it is. So the metal drain pipes would lead the water down. So the question is, fine, the drain pipes don't have a base kibble, they don't hold the water just goes through them, pipes. But should the clay mateches are on the kabel tumah? So isn't it hasav habiyosag dedov on the kabel tumah? So the answer is, the Rambam writes, if you have metal pipes that were manufactured to be attached to the ground, so that's not the kabel tumah. Metal forks and knives, metal pots and pans on the kabel tumah. But if it was manufactured in order to be attached to the ground, then it's not the kabel tumah. So some gedolim had a taina that these pipes were manufactured to be attached to a building which is attached to the ground. It's not, there are pipes that are sewer pipes that's attached in the ground. But the drain pipes were manufactured to be attached to the building. So the Chassam Sefer says in a tshuva, that's a mistake. It doesn't make a difference, he brings rice, it doesn't make a difference whether the metal pipes were manufactured on that to be attached to the karka mamash or attached to the building which is b'chuba l'karka. The same thing. The Gemara says there in Zvachim also that this din of Habayosei, the Dov HaMakabal Tumah, is only if the pipe has the water go directly from the pipe into the mikveh. What if the pipe leads the, well, let's say the drain pipes lead the water into the building, and then it rolls on the ground a few inches till it rolls into the mikveh. So since it doesn't go directly into the mikveh, the Gemara said that's not a psul of al biyasai de dov ha-makabal tumma. The psul doesn't apply.
I just want to ask, why isn't it enough if the pipe is attached to the ground, isn't it already the rishayin ha-makabal tumma?
The what?
It's makubra l'karka. Things that are makubra l'karka also are makabal tumma.
If originally it was a kli before, then it's still makabel tumah, yeah. But if it's manufactured al das to be attached to the ground, al das to be attached to the building, which is in turn attached to the ground, then such a kli is not makabel tumah, yeah. So the Dvar Avram was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto from disease before they had a chance to kill him. So the Kovna Rav was, he was from the Soloveitchik family. He learned in Valozhin by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He quotes every so often, quotes Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He has a discussion of Korach Rishon versus Korach Sheni. In Hilchos Shechita, you have a din that you need Korach Gavra. By Shechita and by Ritzicha and by Netilas Yadayim. These are only three places in the Gemara. The Gemara says you need Korach Gavra. So the Gemara talks about a situation. There's a you have a wheel that's turning because the water in the river is going. That's how they make electricity. And the wheel is going, so you put knives on the wheel, and then you have a conveyor belt of chickens that are tied up in such a way that then the water is going to cause the wheel to turn. The Gemara has such a case described in the Shulchan Aruch. And every chicken gets geshachten exactly correctly. So the Gemara says, but Shechita, you need a Korach Gavra. So where's the Korach Gavra over here? So the Gemara says, if you have a reservoir and the water is there, but you have a dam that prevents the water from going, and I pick up the dam and the water starts to flow, and the water flows, then the wheel starts turning and the whole system goes into motion, all the chickens get geshachten. So is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara says the Korach Rishon is considered Korach Gavra, and the Korach Sheni is not considered Korach Gavra. So that's the big question. What in the world is the definition of Korach Rishon? What's the definition of Korach Sheni? So the Dvar Avraham gives his definition. Not everybody agrees. But Avraham thinks the definition is, if you would pick up the dam just for a moment, he doesn't say how much is a moment. If you pick up the dam and then put the dam back down, how much would be, Rashi says on that Gemara, how close is it to the dam? How close is the wheel to the dam? If it's very close, then it's Korach Rishon. Far down, a mile down, then it's Korach Sheni. So, and what if it's half a mile? Rashi doesn't explain how far, how close. What does it depend on? So the Dvar Avraham claims this is the definition. If you pick up the dam just for a moment, how big, how long is a moment? He doesn't say also, imprecise. You put it back down, whatever would be accomplished by that is considered Korach Rishon. But if I pick up the dam and I take it up, and then it keeps on going, it keeps on shechting more and more and more, that's called Korach Sheni, so that's not called Korach Gavra. So Rav Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam and the Chazon Ish claim that this din only applies in the three cases that it appears in the Gemara, by Shechita and by Netilas Yadayim and by Ritzicha, for the Ritzicha B'chai Misa, because there's a din of Korach Gavra. Over and above Maisa Hod, meaning that it should also be Korach Gavra. Taisus doesn't agree. The Chazon Ish writes it's in disagreement with the Taisus and Baba Kama, the Avor and the Beis. Taisus says, by Yodam HaMazik, if the Yodam HaMazik is Mazik, Aidei Korach Sheni, he's not Chayv. So the Chazon Ish says, who says? It's only a din. This din of Korach Sheni is only a din. When you need Korach Gavra, so Korach Sheni doesn't count. Here there's no din of Korach Gavra at all. So that's one machlek. So the Dvar Avraham assumes, not like the Chazon Ish or Rav Chaim. The Dvar Avraham assumes that he discusses, you have a mikveh that's empty, and a person pushed the button, and there's a whole mechanical, a whole electrical system by his pushing a button, so the mikveh gets filled up. So he says, is that habayosa adedova hamakabal tuma? So he says, well, he pushes the button, the whole mikveh gets mixed up, filled up. If he pushed the button to turn it on, and then a moment later he would push the button to turn it off, how much water would go into the mikveh? So that amount of water is called his maise. That's called habayosa adedova hamakabal tuma. But the rest of the water that keeps on going, that's not called. That doesn't, that's Korach Sheni already, and that doesn't relate to him. That's what the Dvar Avraham says. And number one, he's assuming that this din of Korach Rishon versus Korach Sheni, he learns like the Taisus and Baba Kama, the Avraham, the base. that it applies to Maisa Hodim. It's not, Gavra and Maisa Hodim are identical. Rav Chaim and the Chazanis think that they're not identical. Gavra is something over and above Maisa Hodim. So the Rav Ram thinks that it's the same. Number two, the Chazanish writes, and the Kozhik Golovin writes the same. Kozhik Golovin was killed by the Nazis in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was when the Rameir Shapira founded the Lublini Yeshiva, so he invited the Kozhik Golovin to give the high yeshiva. They have his picture in the 5A in the library, I think, on the top floor in the library. I guess he was Rabbi Torah Mada. He was a Chassidish tzaddik. So he has a tshuva where he discusses this topic of Kerach Rish and Kerach Sheni. So he says, like the Chazanish says, and they both quote the same Magen Avraham. So he says, Magen Avraham says, this whole distinction between Kerach Rish and Kerach Sheni is only relevant when you had the water was in a reservoir and there was a dam closing, holding the water back. So the water pressure is there, but it can't go out of the hole because there's a dam. So you do hasaras hamoneya. These are the expressions that they use today to describe what they're talking about. You remove the dam, so the mela, the water pressure that was there all along from the very outset, so there's nothing preventing it from going, so now it goes. So by my doing hasaras hamoneya, and now the water pressure is going to cause the water to go, so how much of that relates to me? So then I say, only kerach rish and not kerach sheni. But if you push, you have an electrical system, you push a button, the water goes in. You set the whole system in motion. Before you push the button, there was no water pressure. Nothing was happening anywhere. Nothing was happening. And when the water goes into the mikvah, it's not because you did hasaras hamoneya, and now the water pressure is going to push. You put a whole system in motion. So the whole system keeps the continuation, the hemshech of the whole system relates back to me. That's the Kozhik Golovin talks about machine-made tzitzis. If you have machine-made tzitzis, you have to have tefillah lishma. You have to take the wool and convert it into thread, into string. That has to be done lishma. Well, let's say you bake matzah, say you make shmur matzah. You have to bake the shmur matzah lishma. So they push a button and the machine goes for hours and hours and hours. So according to the Dvar Ram, you should say, how much would have been accomplished by pushing the button for a moment and turning it off? That's considered kerach gavra that he did, and the rest happened by itself. It doesn't count. So that we assume it's not so. We assume all the matzahs that get baked relates to me. I did the whole thing and I did the whole asiyah lishma. It's asiyah lishma by the chutei atzitzis, and it's considered my asiyah. The whole thing is called habiyasa de dova hamakabel tuma. That's what the Kozhik Golovin and the Chazanish both quote the same Magen Avraham. That this vort of kerach rish and kerach sheni only applies when all you did was hasaras hamoneya. But if you put a whole system in motion, so everything relates back to you. So that's a question, to what extent do we apply this din of habayasai de dava hamakabel tuma? Maim shuvim, we know from Mishnayis that there are two dinim of maim shuvim. If the whole mikveh is shuvim, you can't be tevel. Then there's a din, if you didn't yet have mem sor of the mikveh and you poured in gimulunga maim shuvim, the mikveh will never straighten out. You have to let out all the water till you have less than gimulugim and start all over again. But if you put in gimulugim before you have the mem sor, so the whole mikveh is possible. So that din is clearly only midrabbanan. That if you put gimulugim maim shuvim possible mas hamikveh, that's only a din midrabbanan. Mishnayis talk about it. Not all the tanaim agree to the details over there. Gimulugim is derabbanan. But what if you have a mikveh that's kulo shov baruba shov? So that is a famous machlekes, the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. He was a nephew of the Rabbeinu Tam. That's a big tesis in Bava Basra, Samach Vav and Aleph. There is theorists in Gemaris. That's why there's a problem. So it's a machlekes, machlekes in Mechaba and Ramah. Mechaba holds that even if the whole mikveh is shuvim, it's only the Rabbanan, and the Ramah is machmer. No, the only gimulugim maim shuvim. Before you have them, so that's the Rabbanan. But if kulo shov or ruba shov, that'll be a psul deraisa. Ravitzala Panavezha was, Rav Chaim considered him the biggest Baal Mechadish of that generation. He always had fantastic chidushim. So he has a third shita. Not like the Ri, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, for tefilas isha labayla, it's only the Rabbanan. And for tefilas tuma, to remove tuma, that's a din derais. Aviyasa adedob hamakabal tuma should only pose a problem when you're worried about tefila for tuma. But if you're worried about tefila ager, it's going to be tevil. It's not an issue of tuma. You're going to do tefilas kelim that you buy from a goy. That's not an issue of Tumah V'Tara, or a Tefillah, an issue of the Baila. It's also not an issue. The issue happens to be a Tumah Nida also, but we're not interested in removing the Tumah. So whenever it's not a Tefillah for the sake of removing the Tumah, so then Habi Yosai Dedover HaMakabal Tumah doesn't bother me. But that's the problem with Rabbi Yitzhak Leponavesh is Chidushim. They're fantastic. If our emphasis is all the steers, because he said this Gemara is talking about Tefillah L'Baila, and this Gemara is talking about Tefillah for Tumah V'Tara. He was a genius, but they tell the story that Rabbi Chaim was once away from home for a couple of days, and Rabbi Yitzhak Leponavesh visited, and he left a day later. So Rabbi Chaim came back, he heard that he missed Rabbi Yitzhak Leponavesh, and said, yes, the son Rabbi Dov, did you talk to him in learning? So he says, yeah. So he said, you weren't his spoil, he's such a genius, he says. He said fantastic things, but there's no hechrich. You have to have a mocker in the Gemara to say like this. Here he has no mocker, the steer between the different Gemaras. So he said, those Gemaras told the Baila, and this Gemara goes to the Taras. He had a lot of his Chidushim were usually not accepted Halacha L'maisa, because he had no Mokka for them. The din of Mayim Shuvim only applies if it's Mayim. If it's Sheleg, if it's snow, or Borod, hail, or ice, so, and you held it in a container, then it's not considered, it doesn't make Mayim Shuvim. That's Mishnayis like that. Abchai Moiser has a tshuva in Achiezer where he quotes that the Ravid wrote a sefer on Taras HaMishpacha. What's the name of the sefer?
Bali
HaNefesh. So he has a section about Hilchas Mikvah. So the Ravid has a chumrah that din, that sheleg, anything in a solid form, there's no din of Mayim Shuvim, only applies if you're just worried about Gimelugim. But if the whole mikvah is going to be, the raiva, the mikvah is going to be from melted shelik, let's say you want to make a mikvah mechadosh, you want to start a new mikvah. So how do you start a mikvah? You have to have drain pipes, get the water from the roof. Well, you can't make drain pipes, what are you going to do? So go take snow. Rabbi Breuer's son, Rabbi Breuer had one of his sons, Mark Breuer, he passed away a long time ago. So he went to university in France. When the war broke out, he was stuck in France. After the war, he married a girl. He lived in France. He needed a mikveh. There was no mikveh where he lived. So he corresponded with his father. His father lived here in Washington Heights. And it was a big shas hatchak. So he said they relied on the poskim. Even though lechatchila, you shouldn't make a mikveh from Sheleg, where the whole thing was a shuvim. We only make on the gimelugim. But if you have the big shas hatchak, then we make on. So he said, okay. So his father said, go get shelik. So his lotion was, he took so much snow, like the whole Himalayas. He didn't know how to pronounce, he said Himalayas. So he took so much snow, like the whole Himalayas, and then when it finally melted, it was 5 drops. There was no Memsor. So that wasn't working. So they had to take ice. How did he make ice? Ice also, let's say you can buy a chunk of ice that's the size of this table, and then you put it in your mikveh. So even though it's delivered on a truck and it's contained in a container, since it's in a liquid form, so there's no din of Mayim Shuvim. Even though it was already Mayim Shuvim, how did it become ice? I put water in a container, so it was Mayim Shuvim. Once I freeze it, so the psula Mayim Shuvim disappears. So we make a lot of that. If you have a big shasat, that's what he did. You had to buy ice, and then he put it in the mikveh. Then it's going to take forever till it melts. So you had to have a heater. You had to hold the heater on the thing to have it melt. So that's if you have a big shas hatrak, that's how you start. But lechatchila, it's not really proper to rely on the kulav sheleg on the whole mikveh. The Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. Is it only benegir to the gimelugim, or even for the whole mikveh? So lechatchila, you should avoid it. Yeah. What's the din if you have? We take the water from the tap, turn on the faucet, and the water goes into the bor hatfila. So we are machmer that maybe between the reservoir and the mikveh building, maybe there are some pipes that had a base kibul betolush. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama, the Gemara quotes Dina from the Mishnah, if the pipe had a base kibul betolush before it was attached to the ground, even though now it's attached to the ground, it still makes Mayim Shuvim. So we're concerned, maybe there was a base kibul somewhere all along, so we treat all the water from the tap as if it's Mayim Shuvim. So what do? You have to get the water from the rooftop with the pipes, with the metal pipes that are attached to the ground. Now they make plastic pipes. So some of the recent poskim hold, Rav Moshe and Rav Yankel Kamenetsky had a suggestion, a chiddush, that maybe plastic is not mekabel tumah at all. Maybe plastic pipes, it didn't exist in the days of the Tannaim. Other metals is a machlokes. If you have, let's say,
aluminum.
So that's a machlokes between the Vilna Goyen and the Tiferes Yisrael HaMashiach. That's all quotes from the Bi'ur Agro that it would appear only the seven metals that are mentioned in the Chumash. And aluminum didn't exist in the days of the Tannaim, because aluminum they had to separate from the iron. So in the days of the Tannaim they didn't know how to separate. So now aluminum is this new metal. So that's a machlokes, is that mekabel tumah or not? Aluminum kalim. Tversos thinks that all metal is mekabel tumah. But plastic for sure didn't exist, and that's not a metal. So plastic pipes should even be better than the metal pipes that lead the water from that. They use plastic to lead the water from the rooftop to the mikveh. So you're going to have the water is going to come. It's not going to be maimshim. Not going to be relying on sheleg or iced water. Lechatchila you should avoid it. Yeah, but you're going to have the mikveh. So as soon as five women are going to be tevel, so the water is going to be dirty. See, the next women are not going to want to use the same mikveh. So you have to keep on changing the water. So what you have to do is you have to have a bar next to a bar. You start off as already going to cost you money. You have to have two burrs, one next to the other. So one bar is going to have the water that you took from the rooftop, memsor. Then you're going to fill up the tap water. You're going to fill up the bar hatvila. But we're choshish that the pipes leading from the reservoir to the mikveh, maybe there was a base kibul somewhere along the way. So maybe all the water that comes out of the tap is maim shulim. So you have to make hashoka. So how do you make hashoka? So the Mishnah has, you have a bar next to a bar. And the first bar has the rainwater from the rooftop. That's a kosher mikveh memsor, and the other bar is next. But you have to have a nekev hashok. You have to have an opening. How big does the opening have to be? So the Gemara says the opening has to be shtei etzbois choizos l'mkama, two fingers. What do you mean two fingers? So that's a shalom. The whole width should be two fingers, but it shouldn't be rectangular shaped like two fingers. It should be circular shaped that the two fingers can turn like this. So we're machmer like those who say it has to be two fingers should be the radius of the circle, not the whole diameter of the circle. Fine. So they make a hole twice as big as others would hold. So that's called the hashoka. You have the bar hatfila right next to the other bar. So the bar hatfila where the women are going to be tevel. So every day you're going to change the water. So for tomorrow night the water will be clean. So that's called hashoka. Where did they get this idea of hashoka? There's a din d'oraisa that if there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. So other mekalim that become tamei, you can have tara b'mikveh. Ochel b'mashkim have no tara b'mikveh. So Rashi always writes whenever it comes up in the Gemara, Rashi repeats it. The one and only exception to the rule is water. If water becomes tamei, you do hashoka, but that's not called tara b'mikveh. That's midin zriya. It's considered. The Gemara learns it often b'pasuk. Zareya mayim al pnei chutzas. That by water that's sitting on the ground, we consider as if it's zorua. So if you have, let's say, you have a potato that became tummy and you plant it in the ground and it takes root, so whatever is a ruin, the karka loses the tumor. So if you have water that became tummy and you pour it, the water that's tummy, you pour it into a mikveh, so the water loses its tumor. Not, Rashi always repeats it, not that there's tefillah b'mikveh for water. No, there's no tefillah b'mikveh for oichel mamashkim. Water is called zriya. It's midin zriya.
How do you
you have to put it into a kosher mikveh. So let's say you have a bottle of water that's tameh, you fill it up to the top, and then you, let's say the mikveh goes so high, you take the bottle, open, and you submerge it below the surface of the mikveh for a second, and then you take it back up. So even though the water didn't mix, the water in the bottle that's tameh didn't mix with the water in the mikveh that's tahor, that's called hashoka. It was under the surface of the water for a second, and it was open on top, so that's called hashoka. So we usually do the hashoka one next to the other. You have the borha, the bor for the mayim from the rooftop, the kosher mikveh, then you have the borha tfilo, you do a hashoka one next to the other. So the Chasam Sofer came up with a fantastic chiddush that since the din of hashoka by Maim Shuvim is based on the din of Hashok and the din deraisa by Maim Tmeim, and the whole din of Hashok is based on Zriya. So how do you plant something? You want to plant a potato. So you put it on top of the ground. It's not going to grow. You have to dig a hole. You put it in the ground, and you have offer on top of it. You have offer Memaila, Melamata, and on all four sides. So the Chassam Sofer came up with the Chiddush. It's only called Hashoke if you have the Maim Shuvim is in the middle of the mikveh. You can't have one next to the other and an opening on the side. And Moshe has a tshuva. He said it's against all the Mishnahs, against all the Tosefta. He says the Chassam Sofer never meant it. The Chassam Sofer meant that that's also good, but this is certainly good. It's only a good hashoke if you have one mikveh there, one mikveh. Here's the mikveh of the mikveh tefillah where the women are going to be tefillah. And we're going to keep on changing the water. We're going to use tap water over here. So he says it's no good just to open up one next to the other. That's not called, the water here is a ruah and the water over there. There's a wall separating the two. It's only called zviya if you have the tap is open and you have a hose. The water from the tap comes in the hose, and the water from the tap water goes in the middle of the mikveh of Mayim Ksherim, and then that's called Zriya, because you have Mayim Taharim on top, Mayim Ksherim on top and on bottom, and all six directions, north, east, south, west, above and below. Like when you plant something in the ground, so you have up and Mailam and Matam, we call that Zdarim. So that's called Zriya. So the Chassam Sofer came up with such a chumer. It's only called Ashok if you do Zriya. Zriya means that's the way they do it. They take a hose, they attach it to the faucet, and the water from the tap, which we're concerned that it may be Maim Shuvim, comes in the middle. Yeah, this is the mikveh that the water came from the rooftop. So they have the mikvehs all the way to the top of the blackboard. So you have the hose let out the Maim Shuvim in the middle of this mikveh. So that's called Zriya. So how does it get into the next mikveh where the women want to be tovel? So you have a hole on the side. So when the water reaches a certain point, so the water is going to go over into the other bor, into the bor atfilo. So that's called the zviya. So Moshe has a tshuva. He said, the Chassam Sofer never said it, he never meant it, how can it be? The Mefarshim Mishnah said it's good. Moshe did away with the Chassam Sofer, but all over the world, the Hungarians for sure, they're machmir for the Chassam Sofer. The Hungarians are the ones who usually make the mikvahs all over the world. So they make everybody else pay a fortune of money. So what they do is they make three boros. Instead of just having two boros, they make three boros. I'll explain. They insist instead of having one bor next to the other and opening up a neck of Ashoke, so they have to have the faucet. They have a hose going from the faucet from the tap water in the middle of the mikveh memsor, and the water rises until it reaches the hole and goes over into the next mikveh. So fine. So this, the Chumrah of the Chassam Sofer, so this poses a problem. There is a Mishnah Mikvah that talks about Nosan Sor v'not al Sor. Nun Samach v'nun Samach. Nosan Sor v'not al Sor. What is Nosan Sor v'not al Sor? So the original Mishnah is talking about May Peris. I have a Mikvah of Mem Sor, and then I pour in a Sor of orange juice. Oh, that's orange juice is going to make a Shinimara, so let's make it white wine. White wine, clear wine. So I have a mikvah memsor, and I pour in a sor of white wine, colorless wine. So the mikvah is good, I have memsor. So now I have 41 sor. 40 sor is water, and one sor is wine. No problem, it's good. But then I let out, then I open, I put the plug out, I let out one sor. And then I pour in again. Now I have 40 sor, but it's good. I have a kosher mikvah. I pour in another saw of white wine, then I let out another saw of water, then I pour in another saw. I keep on pouring in another saw of meperis, which is not acceptable, and I let out a saw of water. So the Mishnah says that that's only acceptable ad rubai. Once you did it, let's say, once there's a far-fetched possibility that you no longer have, a mikveh has to have 40 saw, so right for 40 saw is 21 saw. So if you did this stunt, you had exactly 40 saw in the beginning, and you did this stunt 21 times, so when you pour in the wine, so the wine gets mixed in with the water. When you're letting out the water, it's not only water is going to go out. Water is going to go out together with white wine. But if you did it 21 times, so we're chayshesh, we treat it as if you have 21 saw of wine and only 19 saw of water, so it's no good. Okay. It's no good. So the Mishnah only, the original Mishnah, so is only good Arubai. Mishnah is talking about May Paris, because the May Paris are no good for the mikvah. What if you had Nasan Sov and Otto Sov Maim Shuvim? Had a mikvah of 40 saw of Maim Cher, and then I poured in one saw of Maim Shuvim. You pour in Maim Shuvim, makes a Hashoka. So everything is good. Then you let out one saw, then you pour in another saw of Maim Shuvim. Has a Hashoka. Every time you have a Hashoka, it's no longer Maim Shuvim. So the Rambam and the Ravid, both the Rambam and in the Rambam, and the Ravid and Balei Nefesh, the Rabban and Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rabban and Balan says the same as the Rambam. Apella, that Nasan Sov and Atasov is only good Arubai, even applies to Maim Shuvim. So the Kes Mishnah says, what's going on? It doesn't make any sense. Maim Shuvim, if you pour in Maim Shuvim into the mikvah, it's Ashoka. So it becomes Maim Cherim. So what's the problem? It says, Pille Ploy. So the Kes Mishnah says, it's a Chumer Mitam Marisai. It'll look as if you're being Toivo in Maim Shuvim. Even though Mikra did, then it doesn't make any sense. So in the Shulchan Aruch, we really don't paskin like that Ramam and the Ravid. But the Shach recommends you should be choshish for the Ramam and the Ravid. So in Hungary, they were all choshish for the Chasam Sofer. In Hungary, the Chasam Sofer was the highest level of learning. The Hungarians would say, the Vilna Gaon was not bad, he knew how to learn almost as good as the Chasam Sofer. They consider Chasam Sofer was the greatest genius in the world. The Hungarians used to say there were three Moshes in the same generation. The Chasam Sofer and the Maram Shik was a Talmud of Chasam Sofer. His name was Rav Moshe Shik. And the Yismach Moshe. So the Yismach Moshe was a Chassidish Tzadik. It was a Chassidish Rebbe. So they said Chasam Sofer used to learn and he knew. You learn and you can. And the Maram Shik is more yeshivish than the Chasam Sofer. We would enjoy the tshuvas of the Maram Shik much more than the Chasam Sofer. A lot of times very arbitrary. Maram Shik writes like a yeshiva, like a Rosh Yeshiva. So they say the Maram Shik learned when he didn't know. In contrast to the Rebbe, to the Chasam Sofer, he did know. And the Yismach Moshe, Nishgalant and Akikant. He didn't learn, he was busy davening with the Mopsim and Sidkes and Chassidus and Precious and Kedusha and Tahara. And he knew anyway, he wrote tshuvas. He wrote the Heshem Moshe Chuvas. That's what they say. They consider the Chasam Sofer the greatest in the world. So the Chasam Sofer had this Chumrah that you have to have Zriya. So they were always machmen to have Zriya. So they would have two Boris, one next to the other. We're going to get to the third bar soon. They would have two Boris, one next to the other. So they would fill in one bar from the rainwater on the rooftop. And then they would have the hose bring in the water from the tap. The tap water into the middle of this bore of Memso, then it would rise, elevate the level of water, then we'd go over into the next bore, go through the hole into the next bore. Everybody would be toivel in the next bore. So the question is, if you do this a few times, you're not going to have, it's going to be nothing so you're not going to have, 21 saw from the original water. It's all going to be the Maim Shuvim that came. You're going to do it 5-6 times, and I can have the Roiva Memso. So they will make a lot of that. So that's a Shaila. The Shach says you should really be Machmer on this. So the Minchas Yitzchok has a tshuva about it. The Minchas Yitzchok was a Hungarian. Whenever there's a Machlokes HaPoskim, have 20 Poskim say one way, and one Hungarian rabbi says the other way, the din is like the Hungarian rabbi, because he was a Hungarian. He was the head of the Eidah Haredes until he passed away around 20 years ago, whatever. So the Minhas Chitzkak has the tshuva where he talks about this. What's the status of the mikvahs? So he quotes some earlier tshuva who says obviously the mikvahs were kosher b'haraya, that the Gemara says that a ben anida is going to be a chatzuf, and we see in Hungary they had children who were tzaddikim, they weren't chatzufim, so obviously the mikvah is kosher and there's no problem. But in heaven, the Rambam has his own yeshiva, and he won't let those children who are born from the mothers who use these kind of mikvahs, he won't allow them to enter his yeshiva, because the Rambam considers them ben anid. So the Minchas Yitzchak is a whole tshuva to try to break his head to figure out what did this tshuva mean. He says that not chatzuf, so it shows that the mikvah is kosher, so why doesn't the Rambam let them? So what did he mean to say? It is good, it's no good. Funny tshuva. Anyway, so because of that concern, so that's why now when the Hungarians make a mikveh, So they make him make three boris. They make one bor, that's the water. They have two boris that start off with the water from the rooftop. Then they have a third bor, which they fill in with the tap water, but not tap water directly. They pour the tap water by a hose. It goes into the one of the two boris that came from the rooftop, and it overflows into this bor. And then the women are terrible there. But then after they do that a few times, it's going to be nasan sam and not nasan, more than rubai. And the shach says it's proper to be machmer for the Rambam and the Ravid. They both say nasan sam and not nasan, even applies to shuvim, not only to make peiros. So they have a hashoka between the bor hatfila and the other bor, which is filled up on the water. So that's what everybody always assumed. All the centuries, everybody said, a bor next to a bor is a valid hashoka. The Chassam Sefer came up with the chumrah that is not acceptable. So you always have as a backup, the Chassam Sefer's chumrah, he was ignoring the Rambam and the Ravid. So you have as a backup, you make a regular hashoka. So you choshish with the Chassam Sefer, the tap water go into one of the two mikvahs that was filled up. Then you choshish for the regular shita, the nasa salmanot to suppose a problem. You do a hashoka minatzad to the other bor. So the mikvahs cost, instead of costing $100,000, cost $300,000, because you're building three different boris, and you have a zriya from one and a hashoka from the other. What they introduced was also the system that they have in all the mikvahs now was set up by Rameir Arik. He was a big paisik. If I'm not mistaken, I think Dr. Lamb said he visited once America, that we know, and he was Masada Kedushin by his parents or his grandparents, I forget about you. But he visited America, he was Masada Kedushin by his parents. So Meir Arik was a big paisik from Galicia, and his chuvas are called Imre Yosha. So he suggests, and this is the practice now, that when they have the tap water go into the bor zriya, before it goes into the bor zriya, they do hamshocha. The Mishnayos have in Tzmura, that's not where it belongs, and the first parak belongs in mikvahs, but it's not mikvahs. Mishnayos have it in Tzmura in the first parak. There's a din of hamshocha. If you have a bucket of water, maim shuvim, so it's no good, you can't use it for the mikveh. But if you pour it, if you roll it, agabi karka, gimel tvacham agabi karka, haroya livloya, so then that removes the psul of maim shuvim. So there's a machloikis hatanoim in Tmura, what the office said, yud base on the base. Machloikis hatanoim, shuvishim shechua kula. What if the whole mikveh, not just gimelugim, not just initial gimelugim, maim shuvim, before you have them so apostle the whole mikveh. The whole mikveh is based on maim shuvim, which you did hamshocha for. Is that acceptable even for shuvishim shechu akula? So that's a machloikis hatanoim. Usually the Rambam doesn't quote a machloikis. Here he has a machloikis with the Goinim, and he quotes the Goinim, say it's good, and I hold that it's no good. Rambam usually doesn't quote. Here he quotes in Hilchos Mikvahs. So that's a machloikis, whether shuvishim shechu akula is good or not. So that was Rameir Arik's chumrah. You have three boris. That's the standard, the way they make a mikveh today. If you can afford it. If you can't afford it, you just have one mikveh next to the other, you make a shoka sideways. But the Hungarian Rabbanim usually want to make the mikveh, so they insist you got to have three boris. So two boris are filled in with the water from the rooftop, and one bor they do is the bor azriya. And before they have the water from the tap go into the bor azriya, first they have the tap water roll agabi karka haroya livloya gimel tfachim. Then Meir Arik quotes it should be a tefach wide. Another chumrah from one of the rishonim. So you have, according to one opinion, shuvishim shechu kula is a very ois shuv. And then you have the hashoka min atzad. And then you have the chumrah according to the Chassam Sefer yad yizriya. So with all this put together, So you have more chumras than you can imagine. So that's the standard practice. Lubavitcher liked to follow what the Alter Rebbe wrote. The Baal HaTanya wrote the Shulchan Aruch. It's like a chayodim, like a chachmas sodom. He gives the kitzur what the din is and whatever. There's machlokes tazan mogen avram tazan shach. He gives the achra. So he gives his psak. So in the kunt v'sachman at the end of chelak yerideya, so he tells you how to make a mikvah in one easy lesson. So he says, simple, you wait till it rains and you fill up a bore full of water, then you put a, make sure you have memso on the bottom, put a big board on top of it so the water won't get mixed in. You have a hole in the board, enough for a nekev hashoka to have the fingers go around, the same size hole that you would make if the two mikvahs would be one next to the other. Have, and then you have a women being tovel on the upper part, and then when the water gets dirty, you take out all the water on top with buckets and you put in new water. And it's a hashoka, but the water on the bottom is always going to remain. The water on the bottom is always going to remain clean. That's a hashoka. So the Divrei Chaim has a hasog on this. He claims that that's not a valid hashoka. Hashoka has to be men atzara. Hashoka mel mailo lamato is not good. He said that's the psul of natzik bekatafras. Nobody agrees with the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim was a Hungarian, so all the Hungarians follow. But all the other chazanish doesn't agree. That's not what it means. Natzik bekatafras means when the water is flowing. It's not a valid hashoka. But if the water is standing still, that's not natzik bekatafras. So the Lubavitcher Arov is makvid, because the Alter Rebbe wrote that's the way to make a mikveh. He writes in one easy lesson, so they always like to make. They don't mean to say the other mikvahs are not kosher. They love the Rebbe, so the Rebbe gave that as a marshal, so they go like that. So others who don't like Lubavitch, they always quote the Divrei Chaim says that a mikveh is possible. The Shver Chumer from the Divrei Chaim. The Pashto says that it's not correct, that there is nothing wrong with the Hashokam al Maila Lamata. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph has an expression: we never have anybody being tovel in warm water. Tvila b'chamin. There's no such thing tvila b'chamin. Why not? So poshep shab, because how can you warm up water? You have to warm it up in a pot. There's going to be maim shuvim. That's why. And other Rishonim said, but today we have a warm mikveh. They have a heater in the mikveh. So thank you. Yeah, I'm okay. So they have a heater in the mikveh. So there's one opinion in the Rishonim, the Mordechai, that because in the days of the Gemara, the water can only be warm if they heat it in the kli. So that's a gzeirah de rabban. You can't be tovel and maim chamim. We don't really hold like that. And all of our mikvahs are heated. Are heated ones. The Mishnah says in Yuma that if the kohen gadol was an old man, yeah, can you wait a few minutes? Gonna be finished in 5 minutes. So the Mishnah says in Yuma that if the kohen gadol is an old man, you're afraid he's going to catch pneumonia by being tovel and mikveh. He's going to mikveh 5 times on Yom Kippur. So they would warm up the water. So it's beferish that you can be tovel in a warm mikveh. So the Rishonim say, ein shvuz b'migdosh. We usually think ein shvuz b'migdosh, but again, the dinam derabbanan on Shabbos, shvuz is on Shabbos. So these Rishonim say, ein shvuz b'migdosh, meaning all the dinam derabbanan. If the din, the observance of the dinam derabbanan is going to interfere with the observance of the akrovus hakabbanan, it's yemekel on the dinam derabbanan. But the Maisa, we're mekel. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the two opinions. We're mekel on warm mikvahs. We're mekel on the warm mikvahs. The Shaila is on Friday night. You're not allowed to do tefillah b'chamen on Shabbos. That's a Shaila. So that the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, said, if he goes to Olam Haba, he's not sure. If he goes to Olam Haba, it'll be for 3 things. So one is not for writing the Tanya, that he didn't say. It'll be for writing his Shulchan Aruch, and for the kula that he gave that the women can be tovel on Friday nights and a warm mikveh. I forgot the third one. You have to read in the biographies what the third one was. So he gave an explanation. You're not allowed to be tovel b'chamen on Shabbos because the gzeiros habalonim. And the days of the Tanaim, the bathhouse attendants were not the most observant people. And they used to violate, they used to turn on the fires on Shabbos, heat up the mikveh. So the Alter Rebbe said that if you tovel, the women go to mikveh the first second after Tzeisek Chum Friday night, it's not enough time to heat up a mikveh in 2 minutes. So obviously the mikveh was heated up on Erev Shabbos, so the Gzeirah Derabbanan, a rechitza b'chamen, doesn't apply the first 2 minutes after Shabbos ended. Only applies after half an hour or something. It's a funny kula, but he felt that apparently a lot of women were getting sick from going to the mikveh in cold water. So he felt the need to come up with that hetam. So that's his hetam. Let me run through the last two. Rabbi Yerucham is quoted by the Shach as having a sofik. If you made a hashoka, one bore next to the other, and you opened up the neck of hashoka, there's a big cork there, a gigantic cork. So the mikveh lady takes out the cork, makes the hashoka. What if she closed the cork before you would tovel in the mikveh? Do you say, once you did hashoka, it's not mayim shuv? And they say, no, it's still mayim shuv. Kolzman, the cork is out, and the neck of hashoka is open, so you really, this mikveh is a branch of the other mikveh. So you're really being tovel in the other mikveh. But if you close the, put the cork back in again, so the mayim shuvim remain mayim shuvim. When you do hashoka mayim tmeim, it removes the tumah. When you do hashoka mayim shuvim, that's a sofik and the Rabbeinu Yerucham. And Avdei Nezer and other poskim say that it's kedai to be machmer on that. That the Ashoka doesn't really remove the status of the Mayim Shulam. Just the last thing. Gerzer Zeruah lived in Vienna. Ben Yitzchak Gerzer Zeruah lived in Vienna. And he, I don't know how did he know that the Tosfos Reed existed? The Tosfos Reed lived in Italy. Ben Ishai Detrani. So he sent a list of 24 shaylos to the Tosfos Reed. He's going to listen to his psak. So one of the 24 shaylos was the following, that many of the Bali HaTosfos had a chumra based on a gemara in the first parak in Shabbos. In the days of the Tanoim, they had a mikveh. 100 people would be told the mikveh. The water would be dirty, filthy water. We have a whole system. We change the water, make our shaka, a whole system. Many people would be tovel. So after being tovel in the mikveh to remove the tumah, then they would take a bath in clean water. So take a bath in clean water. So the people started to think, lo elam etaharim, el elam etaharim. How can it be that the filthy water is metaharim me? The bath is metaharim me. So they stopped using the mikveh and they just used the bath. The bath was puzzle. The bath wasn't the kosher mikveh. So the Chachamim made a gzera derabanan that if you went to mikveh and you went into Maim Shuvim, Abba Rosh Abruba Maim Shuvim makes you tummy. Makes you tummy, even if you're tor, it makes you tummy. So, because of this problem. So there's a Mashmois and Rashi on that daf that if a person goes Rosh Abruba Maim Shuvim the same day before Harav Shemesh, the same day that he went to the mikveh, let's say the woman went to the mikveh at 9 o'clock at night, and then she feels uncomfortable because other women use the mikveh also, so she takes a bath the same night, so the bath is mevatel mikveh midirabon. The bath is oikan the mikveh midirabon. So the shaila was, that's for tumah. What about labayla also? Undoes the tefillah in the mikveh, so she's asur labayla. So that was a machlik is the Bali HaTos. Most of the Bali HaTos are held l'chumr. So the Ozerua sent his shaila to the Tosfos Reed. If you want to listen to his psak, so he has all the 24 shailas. 24? Maybe 14 shailas. I forgot how many. And then he has the answers. So he says, even though the Tosfos Reed was Mekel, he says, I'm not going to listen to him. Because the meaning of all the generations was Lahachmer, like the Bali HaTos. So the Ramo quotes that. At the end of Simen Reish Aleph, and Yeridei, the Simen of that Mikvah, he quotes that the women shouldn't be Roichets, the Maim Shuvim, the same day that they went to the Mikvah, because that'll undo the Tefillah and the Mikvah of Mafreya. You look in the Ozerua, some Rishonim hold that it's only a bath as opposed to a shower. Shower would not pose a problem, a bath would pose a problem. Many don't observe it at all, but that's the Ramo quotes it in the Yeridei, and the Ramo got it from the Ozerua. Okay, I have to apologize, I have to run. Okay, you want to present the story?
I'm in here for a minute. One minute conversation. Thank you, Rabbi.
I got it.